Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. This month of May, we have been talking about the ministry of motherhood. And we chatted a little bit over the last couple of weeks about how moms are one of the most influential forces in the spiritual formation of their children. And we've posted these shows out on our website, pebblesoftruth.com. So if you've missed them, just head on over there and take a listen. And today we want to continue that series by looking at how moms serve as a powerful role model for their children to follow. So Bruce, what is modeling and why is it so important?
Well, that's a good question. Modeling can simply be defined, Cap, as being what you want your child to be. You live out the attitudes, the actions, and behaviors you'd like to see in their lives, and you say the things that you want to hear from their lips. And it's important to teach your children what the truths of the Bible look like when they're lived out.
So I hear you saying then that modeling is not enough, that we also need to teach our kids what the biblical attitudes and behaviors are first, I guess then show them. So in essence, modeling is life application of the biblical truths.
You got it. That's absolutely right. And that's why we talked about instilling the Word of God into our kids' lives last week, because godly living comes out of biblical teaching.
Well, why is modeling so important?
Well, because of the relationship. It's a lot like peer pressure. Our kids want to be like us now. They like us now. And, you know, we're the ones who love and care for them. And the power of that attraction motivates their willingness to mimic us. And there's probably no stronger attraction that exists between a mother and her child.
So what should moms be teaching, or rather modeling, for their kids then?
Well, just about everything can be taught through modeling, but we want to concentrate on faith development. How do your children see and hear you trust and believe in God?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, sure, if you want to chime in, that's good.
Well, I guess our kids would probably hear us talking about the needs that we as a family have, you know, needs that we couldn't necessarily meet ourselves.
All right.
So we'd get together as a family and pray and ask the Lord to provide for those needs.
Well, that's an excellent example. So they heard that there was a need bigger than you could meet on your own, and then they saw and heard you pray, ask the Lord to meet that need.
Right.
And did you see answers? Did God come through?
Well, sure.
Well, that's great. So did you celebrate those answers as a family? Do a happy dance or a special song or thank you prayer?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that's good. See, then you guys did a great job of modeling faith and belief. And, you know, some parents have actually made up a prayer request chart and posted up on their child's bedroom wall so they can see it every night before those great bedtime prayers. And the goal is to help their children see how God answers prayers. They write in their request, the date, they pray for it. When the Lord answers, they record the answer and the date, and now they begin to develop a recorded history of God's faithfulness for their families.
Well, Bruce, that sounds like something that we should probably post up on our website for folks to download. So if moms and dads, if you'd like to, go out today after the show and download this sample chart that Bruce is talking about by clicking on the family activity link. Well, Bruce, what else can moms do to model faith for their kids?
Well, moms are usually great at modeling their love for other people and their willingness to serve them. And you've probably lived this story yourself. You know, you come home from work, the kids are home, you smell this great dinner in the oven, only to learn that it's being packed up and shipped off somewhere else. Someone's had a baby or someone needs a dinner because they're in the hospital or whatever.
Sure, sure. And we end up eating oatmeal for dinner.
That's exactly right. You know, and but the kids see mom helping a family who needs to have a dinner. And when she explains why that she made dinner, those lessons are going to sink in. And, you know, if she really wants to reinforce that lesson, she should take the children over with her as she delivers the dinner to let the kids see the reaction of that act of kindness and that meal. It's going to make a huge impact on their lives.
Well, Bruce, as we wind down, anything else we want to share with moms?
Well, I think you should let your children see you spending time with the Lord, both in church and at home. You know, Karen was having her devotions almost every morning when the boys came down for breakfast before they headed off for school, and it's been a powerful lesson to them. And, you know, in short, we just want to continue to remind moms and dads to be what you want your children to be and surround your children with people like you who will be what you want your children to be.
Well, thank you, Bruce, and I hope that moms and dads, you make a conscious effort this week to be what you want your children to be. But until next time, keep building your house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.